A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Good morning, KSL friends. This is Heather Osmond. I am the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores, and you are tuning in to the KSL Real Estate Show. We love doing this show each and every week. And today I'm especially excited because we just returned home from Furniture Market in Las Vegas. So we have a lot to talk about. I have Marlo Anderson in the studio with me, and Marlo is one of our top designers at our Osmond Design Stores. Welcome to the show, Marlo.
Thank you so much. It's so good to be here with you today.
So fun to have you. Marlo's job is to make sure that our Lehigh store looks its best at all times, which is quite the challenge because it's an 18,000 square foot showroom, and things are always selling and things are always coming in. And so it's new every single day. So Marlo has her hands full.
I do, but I love it. And I love the challenge. And it's such a joy to be there and to use my creativity to make it look as good as we can.
I love that. Marlo, let's tell everyone a little bit about you and how, you know, you began design work.
So I have always been interested in it. I've loved it. I've had a passion for it. Trial and error in my own home. I started shadowing a really close friend of mine that's a designer for a couple of years and worked with her on some really big projects. And then I started working in the retail space at a couple of other places and just felt like I wasn't at home yet until I hit Osmond Designs. And I'm just so happy to be there, and I have loved every moment. And so now the experience that I'm getting there in the retail space with more customers and with the design inside the store and outside has just been fantastic.
And you are so good. You know, on this show, we get to talk about lots of different things. We talk about what's going on in the real estate market. We have special guests on, subcontractors, plumbers and heating guys and real estate agents and all kinds of the best of the best in Utah. And I, of course, am a little partial to interior design and furniture because that's what I'm passionate about. But people often ask me, why should someone hire an interior designer? And I put together some notes about why someone should hire an interior designer. So you probably, you know, technically have some ideas of things that you like or that you have seen before. We're very involved with the Parade of Homes across the Wasatch Front, not only Utah Valley, which we are the proud title sponsor for, but we also work with Salt Lake and St. George and Northern Utah County and oftentimes Park City Showcase as well over the past 20 years. But being an interior designer is so fun. I believe that hiring an interior designer actually saves you money instead of spending money, because you are really are getting someone on your team that has the expertise to help you make decisions, and time is money. We just talked about going to Furniture Market and seeing the latest and greatest trends out in the country. And then we have the opportunity to bring them to Utah and display those in not only the Parade of Homes and model homes for builders, but also in your home. Marlo, what are some of your favorite interior design tricks? Why should someone hire an interior designer?
Well, like you said, I think it does save money. We can work with any budget, and it is valuable to help a homeowner hone in on what their style is and to pick specific things that work in their space and make everything cohesive. So it's so worth it. It's worth the time and the money and the effort, and helps you focus on exactly what you need and what you like and what you want. So Market was incredible. incredible that way to be able to see all the new stuff coming out so that we can make these suggestions to clients and customers that come into the store.
I love that so much. So there's, of course, lighting, there's the placement of furniture, there's scale, there's style, there's knowing the rules and then when to break the rules and making sure that we are listening to how you live in your home and how you entertain in your home, I think are key elements of having an interior designer help you. An interior designer can also give you ideas and suggestions of trends that are coming out.
100%.
100%.
Yes.
That you don't even know about.
Exactly. I had a customer come in just yesterday and she said, I have all this matching furniture. I was talking to my husband and he's like, you need to stay with matching. Like, you can't do too many things. And I said, oh, no. No matchy matchy. It's so fun to mix up colors and textures and all those things. And we have a lot of freedom to do that and still make it feel cohesive and cozy and good. And so she was so excited to hear, okay, I'm on the right track, because she wanted to mix it up. So everything is possible.
I love that. And I think your home really is a reflection of you. So it is okay to be eclectic, and it does take time and it just does take creativity, but you do not have to go into a big box store and buy the room to go is what I call it. You know, the sofa, the love seat, the chair, the end tables and the lamps, and you just buy it all together. And then seven of your neighbors have the exact same room, just put together, just a little different. What I think we do really well at Osmond Designs is we carry unique products. We have the best designer brands in the country. And then we always have that promise that no one beats our prices on anything that we sell, whether it's, you know, online, out of state, in state, whatever. We want to make sure that you know you will get the best value at Osmond Designs. And we source more brands than any other company that I'm aware of. So we've met the minimums. We get volume pricing and we have trucks that arrive, many, many trucks on a daily basis to restock our showrooms. Not only do we have our Lehigh store that Marlo Anderson works at, but we also have a store in Orem. It's a 22,000 square foot showroom. We have a 10,000 square foot warehouse behind that. We also have an overflow warehouse in the Lehigh location. And then we also have an additional warehouse in Pleasant Grove. So I think another really cool thing about our store right now is we have in-stock product, so you do not have to wait for it. And you can really have unique things that are fun and that are beautiful, but are practical as well and family-friendly. Utah's known for lots of kids and animals and, you know, all of those good things. But upholstery is, you know, Revolution Fabrics or all the rage and caramel leather and, you know, we have all of that.
Well, I would say our customers and clientele are thrilled to be able to have every price point that we offer. High end, maybe some a little more affordable. And the fact that we have some great items that are in stock, ready to go, customers appreciate that because a lot of times they don't want to wait those long lead times and they're so excited to get their home set up. And we have everything to provide for them so that they're able to do that quickly.
So an interior designer does not cost a lot of money. We charge $85 per hour so we can come out to your home. Of course, we do new construction, start to finish, exteriors, interiors, all of those. But we also will come into an existing home and we can move things around that you currently have to make your home better in every way.
Yeah. And I think we have so many great designers on staff that specialize in that specifically. Like you said, we can do it from the very beginning, from plans, from the exterior, interior. But we have so many that will take just great detail with you and have the talent to be able to furnish a whole home or a space that you're redoing or whatever your needs are.
I think many times we'll walk into a home and they have furniture, but it's really missing all the frosting on the cake, which can be accessories and bedding and pillows and draperies and all the bells and whistles. And we offer that as well. Sometimes even just knowing how to put those things together so that it's tasteful and looks great is, you know, why you would pay an interior designer. And we work by the hour, so that's fantastic. We can work 1 hour, we can work 20 hours or more. You know, we'll make sure that your home is exactly how you want it to be.
And accessorizing is one of my most favorite things to do.
And you're so good at it, Marlo.
Thank you so much. It's just fun to be able to try things, put things together, step back and think, oh, no, I need a little adjustment here. And then you can do it. And we just have all the products to be able to give you all the different options of what's going to make that final product look so good. And it's just my favorite thing. And customers will come in and we'll help them right there on the spot. And even use our own mantle at the Lehigh store to design something and to show them how they can do it with the products that we offer. It's just so much fun. One of my most favorite things to do at the store.
So much fun. You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Design Stores with locations in Orem and in Lehigh. And we have Marlo Anderson, who is our showroom designer at our Lehigh location. She also does a lot of interior design work, some model homes, some parade of homes work. We are so excited that you're joining us. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. I'm your host today, and I have my friend Marlo Anderson on the show. Marlo, welcome.
Thank you so much.
So fun to have you. Marlo is one of my top designers at the Osmond Design Store, and she also is in charge of our Lehigh showroom, which is incredible. You are the full-time designer there, and your job is to bring furniture in and make it look good while furniture is being loaded out the back door at the same time.
Yes, and Wednesdays are our big days in the store where all the new furniture from the warehouse is coming over, and we have awesome warehouse guys that come and bring that to us and help me place it out on the floor, and then we fine-tune it with all the accessories, and we place furniture on the floor to where it's going to look best and show well for the customers to come and see what the possibilities can be in their own home. But Wednesdays is such a fun day. It's a busy day. If you ever come in on a Wednesday, you'll see things kind of moving around a little bit, but it's just so fun to create and to bring all the new stuff over to the Lehigh store.
The funny thing about Wednesdays is oftentimes the furniture that is coming out, people are wanting to buy. Either employees or customers see it as it's being placed, and it's sold before it even hits the floor.
That is so true. It happens very regularly. In fact, yesterday I was just styling one of our consoles and the customer came in and said, we're buying that. And so I took everything off that I had just placed and they were just so happy. But yeah, that happens so many times. And anytime I move a piece of furniture to a different spot on the floor, it seems like within a couple of days it's gone.
It's so true. You know, it's always Christmas at Osmond Designs. We're always bringing new things in and it's actually exciting. So Marlo and our team recently returned home from the Las Vegas furniture market, and it was a blast.
So much fun. And you mentioned Christmas. It was like a kid on Christmas morning to be able to walk in and see all of the vendors and the amazing new products. So fun. I was giddy.
We have a problem. Like, yeah. We just want to buy everything when we go to market. We're like a kid in a candy store, and I just can't stop smiling as we just walk from showroom to showroom. It's almost like a big mall, and it's three huge skyscraping towers, right?
Yes.
I mean, 20 floors, and you kind of walk in a circle, and they all have the glass windows, just like a mall would. with an escalator down the center. And so you just go showroom to showroom. So people like us at Osmond Designs, all the retailers from across the country get to go and shop and bring in and decide what they want to display in their stores for the next 3 months. There are two Las Vegas markets and then two North Carolina markets, which are pretty much the biggest markets in the country every single year. And then there's also Dallas, Texas and San Fran. Cisco also does a market and there's some other smaller ones. But we go to all of the markets. We are usually the first ones there and the last ones to leave because we just want to see everything and we're exhausted when we leave. It really is a marathon.
Yeah, so true. And it was really such a pleasure to get to interact with the representatives over Utah from each of the vendors and how warm and welcoming and helpful they were. What a pleasure that was to get to talk to them and to meet them and to have that one-on-one attention as we went through each of the stores to select new items.
I love it. So not only was there furniture market going on at the same time, but there were contractor expos going on. So all the subcontractors were there in different hotels. There was a flooring expo going on. There was a lighting expo going on. There was an electronics expo going on. So I was able to zoom in to some of those as well to just see what the latest and greatest trends were for not only tile, but hardwood. Window coverings were also there. So that was really cool. But Marlo, what was your favorite thing that you saw at Furniture Market?
Well, we started out with holiday decor.
It's Christmas already and it's just February.
Yeah, we just got done with Christmas and here we were right back in the thick of it. So it was fun to start out that way. But just seeing all of the incredible tones that are real popular this year, some carried over from last year, but I'm just so excited about all the new styles and colors that are coming.
Yeah. So in February, we actually have to order all of our Christmas for the following year because a lot of it is imported internationally. So they want those orders so then they can fill the containers. And then once it's sold, it's gone and we can't get it again. So that's kind of the fun of that. But we always leave those showrooms with tons of glitter in our hair and
so
it's all over our clothes because we're diving into those Christmas trees to find the best ornaments and make sure that we love them. There's also, you know, the trends for the country, but we specifically, I always call it, we Utahize it. We love kids. We love families. We love pets in Utah. And I think you can have beautiful things and have them be affordable at any price point. Even some of our highest end clients will splurge in some areas and then they want to save money in other areas. And I think Christmas is oftentimes some of that. You just want to buy some things that are key pieces that you will reuse over and over every single year, including your Christmas tree and some key ornaments. And then I always love just changing and updating 10 to 20% of your tree every single year just to keep it really fresh.
That's a really great tip. It is important to do a little bit of update, but we always carry items that are just classic or maybe even some trendy and you want to switch out just a little bit of your tree each year. And so 20% is a great number to start at for each year of refreshing that.
I think that's great. And then it's the same with accessories, year-round accessories. Those are at market. There are so many fun things to look at. And again, it's one of those trendy things that you don't need to spend a ton of money on. But maybe there are some key pieces that you want as your staples, and then you can kind of rotate those through so that you always have fresh things. Pillows are one of the things we love to talk about on this show because they are so important to any space. So your family room sofa, your bedrooms, chairs, you know, pillows make a room beautiful.
Yes, and that pillows bring in that color or different textures that accent your furniture and just make that whole room feel just good and refreshing and cozy. So pillows are awesome, and you only need a few accessories, really. Simple is always really a great idea with accessories and just making accents here and there that make really good, that are tasteful. And then, like you said, you can switch out seasonally, or if you get tired of one thing, you can bring in another thing that keeps it all simple and cohesive.
Perfect. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. Today we have Marlo Anderson as a guest. She is one of my interior designers at my Lehigh location. We just recently returned home from Las Vegas Furniture Market. Stay tuned. More tips just for you. We'll be right back.
Welcome to the KSL Real Estate Show. Hear updates on the national and local Utah real estate markets. We cover residential and commercial properties. Plus, get inspiring ideas to make your house a home from our sponsor, Osmond Designs. Here's Heather Osmond and Lindsay Ayres on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I am Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We just love having you join the show each and every week. We've been doing this show just over 3 years. I can't even believe it. It's awesome. We're missing Lindsay today, who is our co-host. She's a little under the weather. It's been a crazy weather week, you guys, but here we are. So today I am so blessed to have Marlo Anderson on the show with me today. She's one of my favorite interior designers at Osmond Designs. And she specifically is in charge of making our Lehigh showroom look amazing each and every day, which is a full-time job. Marlo's killing it over there. You guys need to come in and see what she's done. Not only do we have furniture going out the door, accessories, you know, art, bedding, all of that, Marlo at the same time is bringing it in the back door as well. And always has it looking amazing. So it's fresh, it's fun, and there's so much to see at Osmond Designs. You know, it's like Christmas every single day, right, Marlo?
100%. And it's my pleasure to be here. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to get to work there. I have awesome coworkers that are always there helping me out, giving opinions, helping me make selections of things, and I so appreciate them. But yeah, what a fun challenge I have, and it's just a joy to be there.
We have the dream team of designers in Utah. I have to say, every day I pinch myself and just think, how do we even get paid to do this? This is so much fun. Our clients are amazing. We've been busy. We've been in business for 20 years this year. And on that note, we're running an anniversary sale, which is an additional 20% off the lowest marked price, which is absolutely incredible because all of our prices are always guaranteed lowest price, even on the best designer brands in the country. So you are receiving an additional 20% off of those prices. We've never done a sale like that before. So come in and take advantage of that. And we have in-stock merchandise. It's not like you have to order stuff and it's coming in 12 months or 14 months because your fabric's delayed or your foam is delayed. We have stuff in stock right now. And then you can customize pillows or throw blankets or whatever you want in addition to that, which is so much fun. Marlo, we recently returned home from Las Vegas Market. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what some of your favorite trends were. You know, there's national trends and then there's Utah trends.
Well, I will say curves, curves, and more curves were the theme of this market. I felt like there were so many products, case goods, sideboards, consoles, nightstands, chairs. A lot of vendors are leaning towards this kind of curved, rounded edges on all the products, along with chairs and just fun, fun chairs. But a lot of curves were very noticeable and just charming and beautiful pieces. I also noticed that green is still a big theme. That was really big last year, and it's continuing on with every shade of green. And that was exciting to see because I felt like green just brings that happy feeling into your home and some warmth. And so I'm so happy to see that stay.
And I think it's just very cozy. It's very organic. And so it's totally Utah.
Very much.
Great.
And I would even say a lot of the artwork as well. There were some big colorful pieces, but there were a lot of earth tones that feel warm and very much like Utah. Another trend I did notice with the artwork was some of those ornate gold frames are coming back. So if anybody still has those tucked away somewhere, bring those on out because I noticed quite a few of those in many of the showrooms.
Yeah, I think warmer tones are one of my favorite things for market. As I saw things, people are getting tired of the gray and the white, and yes, they just want to bring in a little more warmth.
I agree. There are a lot of wood pieces that are the dark stained now,
yeah,
and the leathers that are kind of that moody, darker color. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. You can still get the lighter tones if you like, and those are still very popular and very nice. But yeah, a lot of darker tones.
That's great. Okay, let's talk a little bit about some of your favorite case pieces. So this would be anything that's a wood product. So bedrooms, nightstands, dresser, all the good stuff.
So many good consoles out there available. And also cabinetry. There's a lot of nice big cabinetries with arched tops, a lot of rounded, again, here we are with rounded pieces, but the arched bookshelves and arched cabinets were kind of a big highlight. And those are kind of fun to break up your room a little bit.
So art is always one of our favorite things that we go to market. What were some of your favorite art pieces?
Really a lot of layering going on with different larger pieces, smaller pieces, a lot of layering, a lot of gallery walls that are not necessarily symmetrical. It just looked so refreshing and felt like you were kind of breaking the rules or coloring outside of the lines a little bit by it. But I loved the displays and the options of different art pieces all in the same gallery. Not matching, didn't have to be the same, but looked so beautiful.
We have some vendors that are very inexpensive and they have beautiful framed art pieces. And there's the landscapes and the florals and the horses and all of those good things. So that price point is fantastic for bathrooms and maybe guest bedrooms and things. But also we have a manufacturer that is doing custom art. So you'll pick your image and then they will customize the sizing options. And then they also have different textures that they'll put on the finish. So you can put glass on it. You could have a G clay finish. You can actually make it acrylic. So there's a lot of customization you can do within even the art that is being offered. And we have some of that coming in to Osmond Designs. Of course, we already have some at Osmond Designs, but just really cool art pieces that I'm excited about. Those are great to splurge in great rooms and kitchens and some of the common areas, maybe your master bedroom.
Yeah, so true. And there's so many spaces in our homes where we have large wall space or just small wall space. Even in kitchens, I'm seeing artwork put on backsplashes, and we have all those smaller and larger pieces to fit any space and just make it look beautiful.
I love that. Okay, mirrors and lamps were all the rage. They always are, right? There's something about adding a mirror to a space and making it feel larger that I think you can't do, you know, any other way.
Yeah, I love that. Lots of different ones for mantles where they're squared off on the bottom and then have some ornate things at the top or around it. Just different shapes and sizes that just make every space look beautiful. Perfect mirrors for bathrooms. I think gone are the days of just your basic little stick the mirror on the wall. And it's so refreshing to bring in just this beautifully framed mirror in a bathroom space. And there's so many options right now.
Thank you, Pinterest and House, for starting that trend. You know, we all just want our bathrooms to be cool now. It just cannot be a glued on mirror with an unfinished edge. It needs to be a cool mirror.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay, lamps. Lamps are not just for lighting anymore. They're actually decorative.
Yeah, they're very much a piece of furniture that accents everything you have going on in a room.
Yeah, so there's a lot of rattan, a lot of wicker, a lot of metal. There were even some leather lamps that I thought were really cool.
And even mixed metal colors on the same lamp. There could be black with the brass or even a chrome or a silver. They all look really, really good together.
I think that's amazing. And at all different price points. So we definitely have some of those coming in. In fact, some of those have already arrived. They're in boxes in our warehouse. And so we will be bringing those out each and every day as quickly as we can get trucks over to both of the stores to reload in between deliveries. So that's always really, really fun. Rugs.
Rugs. Oh my. There's just so many. As you go through those rugs hanging on the walls and flip through them, again, just so thrilling to see all the fun things and the new designers that have their own labels. And a rug is just the perfect place to kind of make that room feel cozy, maybe break it up, even on carpet. Some people I've had come in the store feel like, I can't put rug on carpet. Oh, yes, you can.
Yes, please
and you
do.
Should. You should, because it really does bring character and feels so good in a space and just really accents your sofas or your sectionals, whatever you have in there. But there were just so many different styles to choose from. Bright, bright colors, I feel like, are coming back a little bit in our rugs. Yes. But of course, you can still get those natural and neutral tones. So many great options out there.
Yeah. And again, rugs are one of those things in the more common areas where you spend more time living, you would want to invest in a nicer quality rug. And in those back mud rooms and areas, guest rooms, where they're not going to get as much use, you can save some money in those areas. But lots of textures, lots of colors, so much versatility. And adding a rug really does change the look of your entire space.
I agree. And it brings in all the colors that you might have on your upholstered pieces or whatever. You can accent your rug to match the paint color in your room, and it just feels refreshing. And for me, I'm known in my house to change out rugs pretty regularly. Sometimes I'll take my family room one and move it to the basement because I need a new refresh in my living room upstairs. So it's just a great piece to have to bring the whole room together.
And right now, they actually have this really cool thing called indoor-outdoor rugs. So those are great in kitchen areas, outdoor decks, outdoor patios. You can just hose them off. It's the coolest thing ever, you guys.
Yeah, and so great, especially if you have young kids.
For sure, yes. We've all had those rugs that get spilled on, and then you have to hire a professional cleaner to come in, and no one wants to do that.
Right.
Love it. What else was a standout, Marlo?
So a lot of lighting. Really big, bold, creative pieces with straight lines, curved lines. I love a great big bold pendant light over your island. And if you have the space to do that, there's so many amazing and beautiful pieces out there. It's like artwork.
It really is. Another standout for me was bedding. I'm a sucker when it comes to bedding. There's nothing like walking into a room and just wanting to jump on the bed and have it be beautiful. It makes me so happy. So there were so many different textures and colors and even leather pillows and velvets and linens and florals and lumbars. So many different things that we haven't seen before.
I love a layered bed, so coverlets and duvets and bedspreads and throw blankets, all of that on one bed with some just yummy pillows that make it come together. And we have quite a few pillows that have just arrived that will accent any bed beautifully.
Beautifully. So much fun to go to Furniture Market. As you can tell, we're a little passionate about what we do. We hope we've shared some great tips with you. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. We have Marlo Anderson, who is an interior designer, one of our top interior designers at Osmond Designs. And we're just a little excited about returning home from the Las Vegas Furniture Market. So excited to tell you more about it. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
We're back with the KSL Real Estate Show, sponsored by Osmond Designs on KSL News Radio.
Welcome back into the KSL Real Estate Show. I'm Heather Osmond, the owner of the Osmond Designs Furniture and Interior Design Stores. I am your host today. We are missing Lindsay Ertz. She is under the weather and she will be back with us next week. But I have a treat. I brought Marlo Anderson from my Osmond Design Stores. Welcome to the show, Marlo.
Thank you, Heather. It's a pleasure to be here with you today.
So happy to have you. And our team just returned from the Las Vegas Furniture Market. Marlo was one of the people that was on that team to go scout it all out for us. And I was able to do nightly Zoom meetings and receive pictures. And it was super fun. And I was so grateful to see all of the new items that will be coming into our stores here shortly. In fact, some of them have already arrived, which is always great. At Furniture Market, they display so many different styles. Let's go over some of those, Marlo.
So many styles to choose from. Lots of modern, lots of mountain modern, or contemporary, traditional, transitional. Every type or style that you love was there.
Yeah. Caning was really popular, right?
Yes.
On sideboards, chairs.
No, we love that that style is here to stay with the accents of cane on the front of sideboards. It's just another element that brings in some character, texture, and some warmth.
Yeah, and a lot of that we saw in our grandma's home.
Yes, we
did. Our mom's home, and now it's coming back. So that's always so, it's just freshened up.
Yeah, I grew up having little cane dining chairs when I was a kid. So it makes me feel young again.
Exactly. And I think just what a fun touch of texture. Wicker is also very, very popular. You'll see that on dining room chairs. You'll see it in lamps. You'll see it even in mirrors.
Yeah, I love all the different tones and the colors of those accents with the cane on it as well. It just brings a little bit of warmth into the space and just completes it nicely.
And I think it's just casual and comfortable and cozy is kind of the theme that I took away from Furniture Market.
Yeah, very much so. Just really refreshing and just felt good. It was fun to actually see everything in person, to know what we're going to be ordering for the store, what we've already ordered for the store, to be able to just touch everything and feel the different textures, velvets and just smooth surfaces or furry kind of soft surfaces on pillows or bedding. All of it was just nice to be there to be able to have total hands-on and to select the things that we think will do really well here in Utah and at our store at Osmond Designs.
I think so too. And I think furniture is so hard to buy online. You don't know what the scale is. You don't know how it looks in person. It may look great on the computer screen or in the magazine. And the quality oftentimes once you receive it is very different than what you maybe thought it could be. So we help a lot of people return those items and buy new items. So definitely, you know, we're one-stop shop. Check the Osmond Design Store out, especially today. We have a 20% off sale going all of today. It is our 20th year anniversary. We're sure proud of that. Family owned. And that is an additional 20% off of our already no one beats our prices amount. So we have high end, low end, lots of price points in the middle. Come check out Osmond Designs, and it's in stock.
Yes, which is so huge because nobody wants to wait long for that nice new comfy sofa that they want to put in their living room. It is the perfect time to come. So yeah, we invite you in, take advantage of the 20% anniversary sale and come and buy some new things. It's a great time of year to refresh. Everybody's kind of getting in that nesting mode of cleaning things out, organizing, bringing in fresh things, getting ready for spring. And we have so many excellent options. So come and try things, come and sit in the sofas, feel things like we did at market, and just find that perfect piece that will be excellent in the area that you're looking for.
So if you can't tell, Marlo and I just are a little passionate about what we do, but we definitely, I know time is running out here. We want to give a shout out to Central Bank, who actually sponsors this KSL real estate show for us. They are trusted bankers and loyal friends, and they have been serving Utah for over 130 years. Since the very beginning, they have been safe and secure. Not only do they do HELOC loans, which are home equity loans, they do construction loans, they do car loans, and they're personally someone I bank with for my business and have helped me to grow my Osmond Designs business. So thank you, Central Bank, always a local trusted partner, and so proud to be involved with them. Last but not least, if you're just overwhelmed and you don't even know where to start, please call us, come into the store, whatever we can do, and hire an interior designer to just come and help you. We can come out to your home. You can bring pictures into the store, graph paper, whatever you need. Bring your inspiration photos from Houzz or from Pinterest and let us help you make it fun and easy. It's what we do. We work really, really hard to be educated and up to speed on what the national trends are. And then I think one of our talents at Osmond Designs that we really work hard at is just listening to our clients and making sure that their space is somewhere that they love to be. Because at the end of the day, we go home and we go to our own home, but we want you to love your home. And you can always know that you're getting the best prices on all of your products. Thank you for joining us today. Marlo, thanks for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you so much for having me. What a joy it's been.
You're listening to the KSL Real Estate Show. We'll be back next week. Thank you for joining us today.
A gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.